This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, 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 ho! Hello! Good morning. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. We are live there across America, and you'll get the podcast after the program today that you can post, you can share, you can listen to, do whatever you want to do with the podcast. We don't care. It's a Friday. Love Fridays. Woo! Good morning, Carson.
What up, BJ?
How you doing today?
I'm excited. I'm excited to go to Arvada and bring some bags to people.
Woo, it's going to be crazy up there. You guys are going to get mugged.
It's going to be wild. Based on the last one, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Not to say that mugging happens a lot in Arvada. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you got it's like you with the Kim Kardashian $8 million necklace on. You guys are going to be bombarded.
I don't know if I'd go that
far. Hey, Spadil, that location that we picked out, are we sticking to that?
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's in Arvada?
We can double check.
Let's double check just to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to end up in like Golden or something.
Well, the last one, it literally goes Thornton Parkway, and then I think we got off at like 104th. Oh. So it's like, you know, the border right there.
We were in the vicinity.
Fringe.
Yeah.
The fringe. Yeah. I don't know if the fringe counts. We need to be in the heart of Arvada. Okay,
we'll double check.
Today is another BJ and Jamie bag drop. The tote bags are just beautiful, man. You're going to want one. They're absolutely free. How many do we have? Like a couple of hundred?
Yes.
Last time it was
last time we had 200. Right? Yep. I think we have the same.
We have the same thing this time?
Uh-huh.
Is Tricky Vicky going?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
She's our promotions director. She loves these trips. I think she lives for these trips.
I think she enjoys it. She was having a blast last time. She did.
All right. The bag drop's going to happen at 7:40 this morning in a parking lot in Arvada. We will give you all the details. All the details coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. That's only an hour away. And you'll know exactly where to go. Woo. And just hang out. And the boys will be there. And boom, boom. You get a bag. You get a bag. You get a bag. Everybody gets
a bag.
They're
going to go fast.
Yeah. Broncos play this weekend. But I hear they're not going to play anybody. They're just going to just show up and kind of ghost the other team.
Yeah, Sean Payton said yesterday they're going to play mostly second stringers.
Is there a reason to watch?
I think they should play the first string at least a quarter, man, based on last time.
Well, you're not the coach, are you? Sean Payton can do what he wants.
We got to get some work in, okay?
Big Powerball drawing this weekend. $556 million. man, it would be good to watch or to win that. I said watch because I watched that video again of the guy in Kentucky that won that big Powerball. I can't believe this guy wins $168 million and then gets arrested at a casino.
Can't even imagine.
Wow. Blows me away. I don't know why I can't. I saw the video again this morning. They had to tase this guy. They had to beat him up. They had to kick him around.
Yeah, he wasn't going easy.
Then you find yourself, yeah, the day after you win the big lottery of $168 million, you're in the pokey. You're the most popular inmate they got, man.
Yeah, seriously.
At that point, right?
Buying
all right, anybody heard from Jamie this morning?
No. Not yet.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nada.
It's late for her. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I know. We should probably call her, actually.
I'm obsessing this morning. I lost an earbud yesterday.
You did?
One of my AirPods.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a $200 set. I never buy something that expensive.
Dude,
for me.
I love the AirPods that
you
got
us.
I use them every day.
I do too. I use mine, but I use mine when I go to bed, and I put it on the little nightstand there,
yeah.
And it fell off at some point. I guess I missed the nightstand, and I heard it go ding, 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 and it went rolling somewhere, but I can't find it this morning.
Hopefully, it didn't go into the vent or anything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I hope it did. I mean, I don't have a problem with it going under the bed. Just
no vent into a vent because you said it went. It sounds like a metal sound.
No. There's no vent there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Okay. We're good. But it's obsessed. I'm obsessed by it this morning. You know how when you lose something,
it just doesn't feel right. You feel incomplete.
And it's only a couple of $100, but man, are they good AirPods?
Yeah,
I love them.
All right, we'll take a quick break. BJ Jamie Morning Show. There she is. There she is.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, it was so exciting.
Just absolutely nothing.
Just happy it's Friday.
Just nothing, so Jamie. Okay. You didn't miss a darn thing. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. BJ, Jamie, just getting started. It is a Friday. Going to be another hot one today. 95 for a high. Little to no rain. Eh, you get it. You get it.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Oh, no, here we go again. The smoke. The smoke's back.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
We got 12 drops of rain yesterday and some lightning.
You counted all of them?
I did. I got counted 12 on my windshield, yep.
Yeah, man, it was nasty yesterday. The smoke, it was just terrible and hot. Today's going to be the same thing. Maybe a chance of rain this afternoon, but I doubt it. It ain't going to happen. We're going to have smoke all day.
Smoke.
Yeah, you can feel it too, man, when you're breathing. We've had it for several days here in our studio here at DTC.
It's not good.
Not good.
You're supposed to stay indoors and get one of those air purifiers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Why? My hair. It's my hair.
Your hair?
My hair.
Your hair is kind of speaking to me.
I know.
It's like I'm looking over there and it's waving at me.
Have you ever gotten to sleep? Well, you won't understand. So if you're a girl, you'd understand. So when you go to sleep with your hair wet, it wakes up as a whole different person.
Takes on a mind of its own.
It really does.
So you went to bed with your hair wet last night?
Yeah, it's just. So
that's the outcome.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's we should have like a photo date today or something.
I mean,
we got to post something.
Well, it's very
beautiful.
Poodly. I don't know what happens. It wakes because, you know, when your hair is dirty, a little bit dirty, you can really style it and, you know, do things with it. But when you wake up with it this clean, it's really interesting. It's like it's static. Yeah, it's like pure static.
Man, I had to get up this morning at 3 a.m. I'm going to run out of gas today. I know.
Oh, no.
I am. I got to get through this Arvada backdrop, though.
Yeah,
but once I get
through
that.
The last one.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about
it's
this.
It's not the last one. I've been thinking about that. It's not going to be the last one.
It is the last one. I've been thinking about it, too. Yeah.
We're about out of bags, I hear.
That would not surprise
we
me.
We might be out of bags.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Thank you, Jesus.
No. Order more. I need a sponsor.
Anyway, 3 a.m.
I got up at 3 a.m. this morning. Frog comes in. You know, he just started sleeping in his own bed.
Yeah.
And so he comes in at 3 a.m. I mean, literally 3 a.m. Dad, my leg hurts. Can you come into my room and rub my leg?
Oh, God.
And so I had to get up, get him some medicine. The children's Tylenol.
Yeah.
And go to his room and rub his leg until I got up at 4.
Oh.
That was fine. I'm like, jeepers. And sleeping on a bunk bed.
Oh.
I'm telling you, that is the... I don't know who sells those mattresses.
I know.
They're not even a mattress.
They're not a mattress.
No.
No, I know. They're
it's
not.
Like, it's like somebody takes wood and puts a sleeping bag on top of it.
It's
That's
true.
That's what it's like.
It is true.
It's the most uncomfortable bed I've ever slept in my life.
That's American Furniture Warehouse for you.
I got a stuffed tiger from it, though.
I did, too.
Remember?
I did, too. But we had the bunk bed that had the house attached to it.
Yes. Oh, you did?
Yeah, and then I had a contractor come in and build a deck off the house.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then he put a fireman's pole on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty
that's
cool.
Cool.
Except for my neighbor came over, and I was like, look, I built a deck off of the little American Furniture Warehouse, you know, house, and then put a fire pole. And she goes, that looks like a stripper pole.
So.
Oh, well.
So.
Yeah, they don't know that part.
No, mine's not as elaborate as yours is. I mean, it's pretty nice, but it's not. I don't have like a stripper pole.
You don't have a stripper pole?
No.
Yeah, I had a stripper pole for my 7-year-old.
No. We are going to Arvada today. The boys are leaving here in about, I don't know, maybe an hour. No.
Less
than, 30 minutes, right?
Oh.
And off
what
we go.
What time will you be there?
Why
did he just stare at me?
Well, it just depends on traffic. Like right now, it says
no,
it takes
just
30
like
minutes.
Literally yeah, is like
just throw out like 7:30.
7:40.
Well, we're doing it at 7:40. You got to be there before that.
Okay, 7:35.
Yeah. In fact, what you want to do? You want to get to the parking lot early and just kind of circle and make people start following you.
Do a train.
Yeah, start some chaos.
Or a 69-cent bag.
79.
Oh, 79.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Okay,
I looked it up. A couple hundred to give away this morning.
Very nice.
All right,
the big day, Friday.
That's it.
Woo!
Big. I love Fridays.
Me too.
So, I don't have any plans this weekend. None.
None?
I love it.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah.
We're having golf lessons tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
My kid and I. I'm not telling you.
He's going to show up.
Right?
I'd like to go.
Yeah, so we're taking a golf lesson tonight. My kid is training for a marathon all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah. He ran 10 miles last night.
I'm wow. Like,
why?
Good for him.
That is dumb.
Good for him.
I'm out with some of my girlfriends or whatever, and he's like, while you are eating, and he showed me, you know how you guys track each other and do that whole thing? So it's on a
the
thing.
The fitness friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know how Carson has all those chicks that he shares it with?
Yeah.
By the way, did your wife say anything about that?
No.
Yes, she did.
You betcha.
Right?
You betcha.
Yeah.
You got females as your fitness friends?
Yeah.
The wife's going to say something.
What was the one girl? How many setups did she do?
She did a strength training workout, and she got like, I don't know, she burned like 67 calories, which I felt was a little low.
67?
Yeah. Remember, it was really low. It was 67
That's
calories.
The saddest part about a treadmill, when you're walking, you know, pretty at a fast pace, and it's like 12 calories.
No, I walked 3 days in a row, golf, and I walked 6 miles every single day for 3 days in a row last weekend. I didn't even work off a Big Mac.
I know. It's so sad.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? This is depressing.
I've been on a treadmill for an hour before, and it says literally 67 calories.
What, what got him into the marathon mode?
That girl.
Oh, it's a chick thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw her, Schmidel. She's ripped.
She's jacked,
she
dude.
Yeah.
Her arms are bigger than mine.
Yeah.
She's a runner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's like, she has no body fat.
You got to get rid of her.
I know. Yeah. I know. We need a tubby one.
We got to. You do.
Somebody to eat poppers
you
with
do.
Me.
You
last night I was with some of my friends. We were poppers. What all did we get? We got poppers. We got fried cheese. We got.
Oh, yeah.
I love poppers.
All the bar food.
Right?
Poppers are awesome.
We got wings.
Yeah.
We got all that stuff. I need a fluffy girl.
Yeah, we got to go a different route.
Yeah.
Get rid of the healthy girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then one of my friends, after we went out, she had to go to a parents meet the teacher night.
Oh,
after a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's like
she'll be judged.
Like, I go, are you sure you want to go? And she's like, yeah. I gotta meet the teacher.
Oh,
it's fifth grade.
Oh, that's not good. You don't show up for a teacher's conference. A little liquored up.
I know her husband.
Terrible.
Her husband was coming by to get her to meet the teacher.
I bet you he had to stay in the car.
He probably
you just
did.
Stay right there, all right? Yeah. Sleep it off.
That's great.
I was was like, what a blast. I don't think this is a good idea.
Tabloid trash. We'll do that next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I haven't heard this at all.
What?
About this Taylor Swift is being slammed for treating Travis Kelce like a dumb pet. That's the headline.
Really?
I haven't seen this at all. In fact, I was reading through all the comments of the question that Carson put up, which was, hey, did you like the interview that her on the podcast, Taylor Swift on the podcast? And all the comments were all positive.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
People were like, yeah, you know what? I stayed for the whole 2 hours of the podcast. It was amazing. She felt real to me.
I mean, it was hard because she talked a lot, and I get that she was on their podcast. She was the guest. They were asking her questions, but she didn't really let Travis talk a whole lot.
Well, why is he a dumb pet, though?
Taylor Swift set fans into a tailspin.
Oh, no.
After announcing her 12th studio album on Wednesday, but not all those who listened to the multi-hour podcast were charmed by the singer. They said that she treated him like a dumb pet. During the episode, the Grammy Award-winning artist schooled her boyfriend and his co-host, brother Jason Kelce, on numerology, Shakespeare, and showed off her vocabulary.
Well, I didn't see it, and I want that to be on record.
I didn't watch it,
no. But I did see some clips, and it appeared in the clips that, you know, he knew when he could talk, and he knew when he wasn't supposed to talk, and he was supposed to agree with everything she said, from what I saw.
However, some have slammed the artist for treating the Chiefs tight end like he was a child.
I said yesterday, he didn't look like an NFL football player up there. He looked weak. Smitten and weak.
The way, here's some of the quotes, okay? The way Taylor speaks is unnatural, like she's a pretentious alien struggling to pass for a human.
That's who wrote that?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. See that
it said one Reddit user said that. another comparator to my know-it-all friend that I had in middle school, who got a thesaurus for Christmas at 12 and suddenly discovered four-syllable words that she would just interject in every sentence possible.
She is very intelligent.
This is giving me baby talk to my cat. Oh, you're so stupid. You're so cute and stupid. Just a tiny little brain cell kitty cat. Such a cute, stupid baby.
You know, I think you mentioned this yesterday. If you're a big fan of the Heights podcast, with Jason and Travis, it was completely the opposite of what they normally do.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not intended for their audience. It was intended for her audience.
I bet a lot of people, like, that their normal audience just pieced out.
Pieced out or wrote stuff like this.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, yeah. That could be it, because if you watch the podcast and she's not there, then, you know, I'm sure Travis comes off a much different person. And that's what you've been seeing, and now you see this with her.
I did post one really funny thing. There's a, he played for the Eagles, right? There's one of the players that said, R. Kelsey, which is a picture of Jason just being like...
with his shirt off?
Yeah, and beers and, you know, just being a man. And it says, R. Kelsey, and then it goes, your Kelsey, and it shows Travis's whole GQ layout.
Oh, man. A hairy belly.
So, yeah, because that belly. That I don't mind a hairy chest, but it's when it gets down to your navel.
Yeah, and then that construction vest he's wearing.
Oh, it's so hot.
With no shirt on.
Here's what I don't get. I guess Taylor doesn't have a type. But because if you are madly in love with Harry Styles and you dated him and he's a smoothie, and then you go to this guy who has hair all around his midsection, that's a very different kind of feel.
Yes. Yeah. Just in body altogether, yeah. It's a whole different ballgame,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. One's a smoothie and one is very furry. So she doesn't have a type, so that's good, I guess. When Taylor Swift described Travis Kelce as being a human exclamation point, I guess Jason teared up. Is that true?
Oh, God. I didn't see him tear up.
Yeah,
I didn't see
either.
That. I think that's an exaggeration.
He looked bored to me.
Jason?
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty into it.
Yeah. He was more into it than Travis was, it felt like.
I thought that he seemed like to me, and I only saw clips of it, but he seemed like to me that he could have been in another place and he'd been fine with it.
He was really Travis was just kind of doing whatever Taylor wanted to do, but Jason was really kind of trying to drive it with, you know, asking her questions.
He was the one that seemed to be, like, really interested in what, you know, life after the tour and everything. Like,
yeah.
That.
Anyway, she compared Travis to the enhanced color button that you tap to make a photo pop out. And Travis's brother, Jason, couldn't help but grab a tissue or at least well up with emotion. What? Okay.
I call BS on that. No.
What?
No? I don't know. I didn't see it either, so I couldn't tell you if he did or didn't.
Oh, man.
Anyway, but I hadn't heard any of this. All I've heard is good things about the podcast. And if you go to our Facebook page and you read all the comments about the question asked, everybody loved it. So I don't know where this is coming from. All this
Reddit.
Dumb pet.
The Reddit people, man.
So nice.
They're opinionated.
Taylor Swift slammed for treating Travis Kelce like a dumb pet. Who thinks of that one?
Yeah, what kind of pet, too? We talking lizard? Are we talking dog? Or a gerbil? Oh, what is it? What is it?
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, there was something that ran. I was going out to my car, and something ran by me, and I don't know what it was. And it was really scary last night.
I bet it was a possum.
I don't know. It was a little smaller.
Yeah. We have raccoons.
That would be too big.
Could be. Oh, no. Okay.
I think it was a chipmunk.
Ooh,
if I had to guess.
Chipmunk? You have chipmunks in your neighborhood?
It came out of nowhere.
I could see a chipmunk, yeah.
No, you're not going to see a chipmunk.
Yes. Yes. You are. I have chipmunks.
Yeah,
100%. You have chipmunks.
I have chipmunks, of course.
I've never had a chipmunk.
Well, you don't live where I live.
I guess not.
They will scare the bejesus out of you. You're like, oh,
there goes Alvin. Hey, Alvin.
Did you see this? What? Pete Davidson said that he is embarrassed about his big wiener, and he feels objectified.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
He had a tough time with it, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was proud of it. He's not.
He's
said
not at all.
He's objectified.
Oh, it's terrible.
In fact, here he is, number one, if you want to play it.
Oh, he talks about it?
Yeah, he talks about it.
Now it's starting to change a little bit, but no one talked about any work I was doing. They were just like, oh, that's the, you know. And, like, that hurt so much. So, like, and they saw, I think after, a year or two, everyone saw how sad I was about it and embarrassed. Because, like, I was never on Instagram, like, you know, flexing that sort of lifestyle at all. It's embarrassing because, you know, first of all, it's Hollywood. Everybody's dating everybody. Why are they focusing on me? It's because I'm not Glenn Powell handsome. You know, I'm just this, like, dude that tells jokes that is a drug addict. So I think it was, like, the New York Times or something when I started dating someone that I guess they considered out of my league. which I think everyone is out of my league, but, you know, they were like, this guy must have big energy.
Poor guy.
I know. He said poor they didn't pay attention to his work, only his wiener.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Objectified.
He doesn't do great work.
Well, he's pretty funny.
You gotta, you gotta focus on it.
I do want to see a stand-up.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Yeah. Anyway, this is proof positive, friends, that money doesn't bring you happiness. Okay, so there's this this girl, Nicola Peltz, whatever her name is, and she married a Beckham. Okay, she married whatever his name is. What's his name? The Beckham boy. Anyway, so the Beckhams don't get along with her family. Her family is worth billions of dollars.
Yeah. What do they do? Where's the money from? Do you have any idea?
It's from her dad. I don't know what he does. Yeah, okay. It's somewhere overseas. Right. It's overseas money. Let's say oil. Anyway, so they are worth way more than the Beckhams, right? But Victoria Beckham, because she's a designer and all this, she wanted to do the wedding dress a certain way. Well, this girl, she's got it going on, right? Her dad's a billionaire, like triple billionaire. And so she's like, no, I want to do my dress this way. And then Victoria's like, I told you, I went dressed like this. And she's like, no, it's my wedding, right? So they got in a huge fight over this, right?
Yeah.
And now Brooklyn, that's the Brooklyn Beckham is the kid's name. He married her. And now they don't talk at all.
No kidding.
No, at all.
The wife, the new wife, and Victoria don't talk?
All the Beckhams, yeah. So Brooklyn...
Yeah, I knew they were battling over something. I didn't know why.
So Brooklyn Beckham has gone off with this chick, the Nicola, the really, really rich girl, and they don't even talk to the Beckham family at all now. And they even had a vow renewal, and they didn't invite the Beckhams. And then David Beckham had his 50th birthday, and they didn't show up. His own son didn't show up to his 50th.
That's crazy.
Isn't that mean? It's your dad's 50th. He gave you everything and you don't show up because your little bitchy billionaire wife told you not to.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's messy.
And especially if it's the beefs between the wife and obviously Victoria.
Right.
That has nothing to do with your dad.
Exactly. Anyway. A lot of drama. It says the drama stems from long-standing tensions, including reported clashes at their 2022 wedding and several missed family events like David Beckham's 50th birthday and the couple's vow renewal, which the Beckhams weren't invited to.
Wow. I'll bet you the Beckhams are kind of hard to get along with, though.
I bet that Victoria.
Yeah, so I got to kind of see it both ways. And not only that, if the bride wants to do what she wants to do, it's her call.
Exactly.
It's not yours, Victoria, so I kind of take the other side myself.
Yeah. I know.
And you got to stick by your wife, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, but your dad, it's his 50th. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And it feels like David Beckham is chill.
But no, all he does is clean.
That is all he does.
It's no way to start a marriage, though. I mean, when you're getting married, you got to kind of stick. Now, if you're into it 7 or 8 years, you can go back to dad. You know, I get that. But in the beginning, you've got to be right there with her.
Here's what I do know. If you want to see how Carson lives, watch the documentary on David Beckham and Victoria. Because all David Beckham does is scrub things with toothbrushes. Oh,
man,
my God.
Man of my heart, man. Oh,
yeah. He's like, is meticulous. He has OCD so bad, he has a toothbrush out in the kitchen.
And he does this every single day, every single night.
Yeah, and he has his clothes perfectly laid out every morning for when he wakes up.
I want his closet.
That's crazy.
That's a great setup.
That's a reason not to like that family.
Right?
Exactly. You know?
My God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.